On the 10th of July 2024, we had the chance to interview Sucheta Day, a trade union leader and an important figure of social activism in Delhi, especially in JNU. She is defending the rights of the workers on campus and beyond.
And what has inspired you to do this work?
What has inspired me? I am a left student activist since 2006. So I have been associated with All India Students Association in this campus. So being a left political activist, a communist political activist, and with a particular also being a student of social science, you know the kind of inequality that prevails in our world. So once you understand that, so there is no other way but to intervene. So there has been several reasons for me as an individual to join student politics. Looking at the situation of our country, looking at the things that were happening way back in 2006. India being a third world country, the kind of economic policies that were being imposed, the actions of the state on marginal areas of the country. All these were reasons for someone like me to join left politics. And subsequently, when you remain in left politics and you are also doing a research, etc., so you know that the way the main reason of poverty, underdevelopment, inequality in a country like ours, also under the economic regime, the kind of economic regime that we are living in, is primarily the exploitation of several marginalized communities. And under the present economic system, it is definitely the exploitation of the workers. In today's world, the majority of the workforce, especially in India, 94%, more than 94% of the workforce are informal. Majority of them are contractualized. So under a particular context, contractualization was brought in, especially in a country like India. After 1991, under a particular economic policy, which is called the liberalization, globalization policy, things like contractualization started. If you look at the situation of workers, say for example, right now we are sitting in JNU. So the workers who run JNU, most of them are under contract. There is no guarantee of permanency of their job. Most of the working class rights, legal rights are violated, like timely payment, even something as basic as salary slip, random firing, random retrenchment, caste-based exploitation of the sanitation workers. So being a left activist, I think I chose to be to organize the workers.
What kind of work do you typically do, whether it's outside or inside JNU as a union?
So we are right now located in Delhi, and we are sitting in the JNU, and there are more than 1,000 contractual workers who do different kinds of works. They do sanitation work, they do mess work, they cook food for the students, they run the library, they operate the computers, there are horticulture workers, there are workers who run the engineering department, the civil department. So the entire workforce that is necessary to run an institution, almost the entire workforce is contractualized. So although JNU is a central university and it is also a very politically vibrant place, the students and the teachers, a majority of them, they are aware of the working class rights. Despite that, fundamental rights of the workers are violated here. So we in JNU, there is a history of the workers' movement to fight for implementation of minimum wages. Very recently, we raised the issue of implementation of the proper rate of minimum wages, which got implemented now. We also fight against random retrenchment of the workers, whereas the law says that basic essential services should be taken, should be regularized. I mean, the workers who are working in essential services, their job should be permanent, but they are not. These are the things that we do, especially in an institution. Otherwise, in Delhi, as I told you, that 94% of the workforce is informal. So in most of the cases, basic laws are also not implemented. Implementation of minimum wages in a place like Delhi, which is the national capital, is very, very scarce. I mean, a very, very minuscule percentage of the unorganized workers, they get legal minimum wages. Rest are working below minimum. And other workers' rights are also not guaranteed. So it is a very precarious situation, and in Delhi there is another situation. It being a metropolitan city, the question of right to house and the question of demolition. So we organize workers to resist against it.
challenges do workers face in Jammu as sanitation workers, and how do you respond to their demands whenever they come?
As I told you, that basic rights of the sanitation workers are also not recognized, and as a matter of fact, in a country like India, sanitation work is mainly caste defined. So workers from the Dalit community, they are mainly engaged in. So there is also caste associated humiliation that is associated with the work. So for example, in JNF for last few years, firstly we have been fighting for timely payment of wages. So there have been months together where sanitation workers have not been paid. It has become very, very difficult for them. So when the company changes, that the new administration as well as new company has tried to take bribe from the workers to keep them work, which is entirely illegal. So these are the kinds of issues that we fight for. And but in JNU, the administration doesn't recognize the union of the contractual workers. So, you know, which is also a violation of law. So it is also a matter of recognition of the bargaining power, collective bargaining power of the workers, the union rights of the workers.
Like you said, the JNU administration doesn't recognize them. So this is an example of challenges that we face with the administration. What other kinds of issues as well do you face between the employer?
So as I told you, that the workers have to fight for each and every minuscule legal rights. You name it and they have to fight for it. Timely payment, you have to fight for it. Salary slip, you have to fight for it. Implementation of minimum wages, you have to fight for it. Random retrenchment, whims and fences by the supervisor, you have to fight against retrenchment. So from basic dignity. So earlier in JNU, there were also instances where they forced the workers to kind of carry carcass of dead animals, which is with their bare hand, which is illegal according to the law of the land. So for each and every right. And the basic problem is that the administration creates problems, the administration engages in unfair labor practices, it threatens the workers if they unionize, if they take membership. There has been instance where they debarred union office bearers from entering the campus. So yeah, so for each and everything we have to fight.
How do you operate? Do you have regular meetings with the workers?
Yeah, we try to have at least once a month meeting with the workers. We have a council of the workers formed, so we have tried to have regular meetings of the council, and otherwise our union leaders, they are here present, they meet the workers. Here only two workers were sitting who have been retrenched from their job very randomly. So now we have to raise their issue.
Okay. And when you raise the issues, do you directly talk to the employers, or it's typically the workers as well?
Employers, it's very, we try to talk to the employers, we try to talk to the administration, and we also try to fight through the labor commissioners' office.
We've heard of an incident before about, there was a suicide case, right, of a sanitation worker. And we've heard from some workers yesterday that we talked, it was after that incident that they started getting timely wages. I was wondering what was your opinion about that? What was your perspective in terms of how it changed in the incident?
Some 6 months back, there was a massive strike by the sanitation workers because the workers didn't get timely payment. For 5-6 months, they were not getting. The union has been intervening irregularly on this question. But the suicide of that sanitation worker shows the precarious situation that the workers live in. He was involved with our union, and he was involved with the movement to get regularized for equal pay for equal work. So.
What do you envision the next steps right now, as the issues right now, what are the next steps that you're going to undertake?
While implementation of the existing laws is a big task, because of most of the workforce is contractual based and there is a permanent threat over their employment, a larger demand of the sanitation workers movement is to guarantee that all the sanitation workers are regularized, they get permanent job. Because as I told you, it's a caste organ profession in a country like India. And if they are contractual, their rate of payment is very low. They work at the level of minimum wages. And as I told you, most of them do not even get that remuneration. They do not get monthly payment. So that in a way accentuates the social condition of the sanitation workers, who primarily hail from the oppressed caste community, which is the Dalit community. So in a way, not getting them permanent, not getting them regularized is like perpetuating the caste system, because there is then no way of gaining social mobility even for the next generation. So getting permanent employment for the sanitation workers is a major task that we think as a part of the sanitation workers movement. Mm-hmm. Contractualization is the main problem right now, and along with it, the very recently the Indian government has changed the labor laws and rights of workers that have been guaranteed through years of worker struggle. Even the right to minimum wage, the right to unionize, the right to strike, even right to women workers, right to creation, even maternity benefit has been diluted. So that is a task that the labor, there is a demand that the labor codes must be withdrawn, just like the anti-farmer laws were withdrawn.
Mentioned a lot about how this sanitation work is a task of the task. In your work, do you also try to deconstruct the kind of discourse that's around the task and how it's a lot of values are involved in sanitation work?
There is nothing to deconstruct. 99% of sanitation workforce in India are Dalits. Mm-hmm. It is a matter of fact. It's an established fact. It's a caste-ordained profession. And because it is a caste-ordained profession, and in order to maintain the caste system, the situation of the sanitation workers are kept so low so that the caste hierarchy is maintained socially, economically, politically, otherwise. It is a truth of this country. So there is nothing to deconstruct. Once you have realized it, the task is to fight against it, the task is to organize the workers, and to guarantee that the caste-ordained nature of this profession is changed. And that can only be changed when the dignity of this work is made equal with other work. I mean, when it is possible that at least the next generation of sanitation workers can think of getting into another kind of employment, and that will only be possible when the present generation, at least their work condition is that much that they can guarantee some kind of education to their next generation, so that they can become something else, not sanitation workers. They can opt in for, choose for something else other than sanitation.